It's just kind of calming and fun to do.
Custom dog treats are available in the area courtesy of an 11-year-old Russell entrepreneur. Hayes Post reporter Christina Janney speaks with Kylie Funk about her new business on this episode of the Post Podcast.
What kinds of items does Funky Sweet Treats sell?
I do most of the dog treats and cat treats, and my mom does most of the cookies and cakes.
Okay. So what got you the idea to start making dog treats? Do you make them yourself?
Yes, I do.
So what kind of recipes do you use?
They're just recipes that my mom found off Pinterest.
And what kinds of things do the treats have in them?
Some of them, or most of them, have whole wheat flour. Some of them have eggs. Then we have peanut butter and baby food, most of them have.
Do the dogs and cats seem to like the treats?
My dogs love the treats, the dog treats and the cat treats, but my cats don't like the dog treat or the cat treats.
Okay. So do you bake these in your home kitchen?
Yes.
And how long have you been baking the dog and cat treats?
We just started that this year.
Like in January?
Yeah.
Okay. So what gave you the idea to start baking dog and cat treats?
I actually have 3 animals from the Humane Society, which 50% of the profit is going to the Humane Society. And my goal is to get every animal there a toy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
And how have you done so far? How much have you raised?
$115.
Oh my gosh, that's a lot of money. How many toys has that paid for?
We haven't bought any yet, but
so you're hoping quite a few.
Yeah.
What are you going to do with the rest of the proceeds?
That's just kind of going to go to separate activities.
Okay, so some activities for you to maybe do this summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you have any plans of fun things to do this summer?
Mostly sports.
Sports? What sports do you play?
Football and softball.
Okay. Kylie, what are the names of your dogs and what kind of dogs are they?
I have Maddie, which she is a lab and a boxer. I have Chief, and we really don't know what he is. I have 2 cats, Mater and Tater, but I don't know what breed they are.
What color are Mater and Tater?
Mater is white and black and maybe a little bit of brown. And Tater is black and brown.
What do people need to do if they want to buy cat or dog treats from you?
We do have a post on Facebook so they could comment or get stuff from Facebook and contact us.
So Jennifer Funk on Facebook.
Yes.
Okay. And how much are the treats?
The cat treats are $5 for a bag, and the dog treats are $7 for a bag.
And how many treats are in a bag?
A dozen.
Okay. Do you do all your own packaging and too?
Yes.
I heard that you made your own logo too.
Yes.
You did. Well, how did you do that? What did you do it on the computer? Did you have some help with that?
I had an app, and I just made it on there from my tablet.
Learning this business, do you want to grow up to do baking, or you want to be a business person or a vet? What are you interested in doing when you grow up?
I'm interested in doing baking.
Baking, really? You want to go to maybe culinary school? What's your favorite part about baking?
It's just kind of calming and fun to do.
Did you start doing that with your mom? How old were you when you started baking with your mom?
I was very young when I started. I have no idea.
You have no idea? Maybe 2 or 3?
Yeah.
Did she let you pour in the ingredients and stir?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I've done that with little kids too. Kylie, I understand that you also have some treats available in person at Corner Canine Grooming in Russell.
Yes.
And when the farmer's market starts up here in the spring, you're also going to have your treats at the farmer's market.
Yes, I will.
So if you're in Russell, you can just pick them up in person.
Yep.
Okay. So are you getting pretty close to your fundraising goal for the toys for the Humane Society?
Yes, I am.
Once you've reached your goal of getting the dogs all toys, are you just, what are you going to do then?
I'm going to keep selling them, and I may just give them donations.